And Persephone comes back at the end of summer, ready to change worlds. At summer's end, Persephone parted the overgrown hedge. There stood the tree she remembered, still on its last limbs and still self-pruning, as the tree surgeon called it, still the largest sweet gum in the underworld. From the dogwood, berries dripped, bright as blood. A frog called out for company. The owl that hunted it rode the deepening dark with muffled wing. Clinging to the front door of the house, a moth tried to disguise itself as wood. How had the gecko guarding the porch light missed a last mouthful of dust? Under its pale, otherworldly skin throbbed a blue, semi-precious stone. In ancient gowns, the months Persephone had lost to the upper world leaned down from heaven's porches. There on her own porch, in the rocking chair where no one ever rocked, sat the dead weight of September, the chair ever so faintly a shudder.